They hardly talk pigeon now.
Yeah, it's time it's changing.
Yeah.
It's changing.
That's why I'm really interested in. You reckon you could tell me something about how you think it's changed over the time you've been around.
Yeah. See, the pigeon now is like, you know, now they're getting a little bit better. You know what I mean? People now can understand what you're talking about. Before, you know, you start talking pigeon. That's a really... people that come from the hills.
Yeah.
You know.
Come
from the hills. You know, like up here, like I would say up here.
Oh.
You know.
Like what would you call in the hills? You mean kind of living back up there?
Oh, I mean right here.
Oh.
It's the hills, right?
This is hills.
We spend about on the beach.
Uh-huh.
People on the beach talk different. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah? Uh-huh. Because they're near the main road, huh?
Yeah. They talk different over here.
Uh-huh.
They talk really different.
Yeah.
You know. And we come up here, I mean, we can't understand what they're talking about.
Mm.
Now, over here now, they talk... not as fast like how they used to, you know.
Yeah,
like, you know, couldn't understand what they were talking about.
Yeah,
you know,
Now
they can understand what they're talking about now.
Yeah.
You know, really.
But you ever had any you never had any trouble understanding what anyone was saying?
No.
Like an old, look, supposing you met a very old Japanese guy. You know some of these, they speak a kind of mixed stuff.
Right.
You can understand that, okay?
Oh, yes.
You can?
Uh-huh. Well, of course, yeah.
Uh-huh, no trouble.
Japanese, Filipino, you know, they've been here. On the islands for a while.
Yeah.
I understand them, you know.
Uh-huh.
Japanese, Filipino, Chinese, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever this now.
When you say they've been here a while, like kind of how long you mean?
Like they were, like, you know, when they came over from, like, you know, like I would say Japanese, they came from Japan.
Yeah.
The old people, like, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The way they talk is different. Yeah. Which they try to pick up the pidgin language over here, you know, try to speak English, but you know, it's pidgin, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Too fast talk like that.
Uh-huh.
So this is how we get along with all these people. Now, you know, we understand what they're talking about. You know, because we were born and we grew up with them.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
We grew up with all these people.
Yeah. You think there's a lot of difference between, say, the way a Filipino would talk and the way a Japanese would talk? Both talking pidgin, like you could tell which was which.
Yes.
Just without seeing them, huh?
Yes.
Just by the way they talk.
Yeah.
How would you tell?
Oh, you can tell because of the accent. The accent of the people talking, like, you know, like for Japanese, they have a different accent.
You can give me a kind of example, the kind of thing you mean?
Sure, Japanese, like, you know, you're going to say, ah, aso, you know.
Oh, you think they say aso except on the movies?
Yeah, the same thing. Oh,
really?
Yeah, sure.
Local Japanese?
Yeah, local Japanese. Oh, aso, you know, boy-san.
Oh, what?
Boy-san.
What's that? Boy-san.
I'm talking about.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And all
sure,
that,
if they say something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we understand, like the Filipino, like Filipino.
Mm-hmm.
You expect that, like, you know, they come up to you, they say, like,
mm-hmm.
Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you today?
Mm-hmm.
I say fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Long time I no look yo.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they speak, man. You know.
Yeah.
You know, that's why, you know, they have the accent. That's the difference between the Japanese and the Filipinos. You know, different, man.
Yeah. Right. You're part Hawaiian, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that on the whole, as my experience on the whole, that like if you get, say, an old Hawaiian, an old Filipino, an old Japanese, the old Japanese will be the hardest to understand, the old Filipino will be a little less hard, and the old Hawaiian is probably the least hard to understand when he speaks pidgin.
Pidgin?
Do you think that's true, or not?
Yeah.
You agree with that?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm getting it right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. For instance, like you're talking about an old Hawaiian. Okay. They're going to see you. Hey, brother, how you?
Mm-hmm.
Long time no see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Portuguese are the same thing. They won't talk like the Hawaiians, you know.
You think there's a lot of similarity between those two?
Yeah. Between the Portuguese and the Hawaiians, yeah, they can get along because, you know, they know what's happening. But the Japanese and the Filipinos, Chinese, man.
Oh, yeah?
Because they're all different, you know, because they sound different because you know, they try to pick up everything.
Yeah.
But the Hawaiians over here, the Hawaiians and the Portuguese, we can pick up the language.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
We can pick them up.
It doesn't matter, you know, what language it is, but we can understand.
Mm.
You know, what's happening over here.
Yeah.
You know, all the different kind of people.
Yeah.
It's like when Holly, when he come over here.
Yeah.
You go, hey, bro, how's it? They look at you, bro. You know, bloody mine, huh?
Yeah. Hey, can you tell me something? Can you tell me something? You know the word shaka. Where's that come from? That's not a Hawaiian word.
Shaka.
Shaka's not a Hawaiian word.
Shaka is pigeon.
Yeah, I know it's pigeon. But where's it come from? What does it mean originally? Who started it?
Shaka started off with, what's his name now?
Yep. Not Lippy Spender.
Lippy Spender.
That story is true. I wanted to check that. A guy told me that.
Lippy Spender
was
the first dude, you know.
He invented it? Yeah. Right off his head like that, he invented the word.
You see, the guy, you know, he no bullshit. You know what I mean? He's the guy that, you know, he get right into it.
Yeah.
I mean, he don't bull lie everybody. He just let it out. Lay it out. What, how he feels, he just lay him out. Shaka, brother.
But how come it catch on, so?
Huh?
How come it catch on? Like everybody use it now, huh?
Why everybody use it? Because everybody know it is. You know what it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
See, because you know, because the thing was going on for a long time, but people don't use it. Mm. You know, like, shaka.
Mm.
How's it? Mm. You know, all that
stuff. How long ago since he started this? You wouldn't know how long it took to spread?
I would say that. Lippy Spender, I would say about 10 years.
10 years it took.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah.
10 years. And then he just was from Wino. That's my brother, you know. He just knows, he knows what to say, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you find when you're talking to people that you change the way you talk according to who the person is? Like, for instance, the way you're talking to me now is not the way you'd be talking, say, to another Hawaiian or Filipino or so forth.
Uh-huh. Because I'll tell you why.
I
can go with the people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can handle the people like you know, Filipino, Japanese, like this. I just have a flow.
Uh-huh.
You know, flow with these guys.
Yeah.
They're nice people.
Uh-huh.
You know, you just have to know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know what's happening. I mean, I can flow with them.
Sure.
You know, I can talk. I understand what they're talking. I can repeat.
Uh-huh.
Repeat them. You know, like I would say, imitate.
Mm-hmm.
I would imitate them. That's what, this is the thing, this is what teaching English is, you know, you imitate another person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you'd feel funny if you did that. Would you feel funny if I asked you, suppose I asked you to say, you know, talk to me as if you thought I was a Filipino, or as if you thought I was a Japanese or whatever. You think
if you can get into it, you know what I mean?
If I can get into it, I can't get into it. That's the trouble. You'd have to do it on your own.
I'm going to see, like, you know, with you.
You've got to have feedback for this, I know. But just try.
I mean, you just, come into it. I mean, whatever you want to tell me. You know?
Well, yes, say, imagine I'm Filipino and I ask you, you know, kind of, I wouldn't know what a Filipino would ask you anyway, so. That's right, tell me a story. Let's talk story.
Okay.
And you could talk story, like you could tell me the kind of story that you might hear from a Filipino or you might hear from a Japanese, like Japanese got a lot of funny, spooky stories, like.
Spooky stories?
Yeah.
Japanese and
Filipino. Hawaiian's the best spooky stories, but Japanese
are
awesome
too. I don't
like
going to like a heavy street, but you're looking to go out for me because, you know, hard time. You know,
you're
all spooky like that.
Yeah. If he has a bad time, it's... Yeah, you're bullshitting me. You're bullshitting me, man. Come on, let's. No, you really don't like talking about spooky stories? Yeah, man.
Huh? Kapaloka. You like a Kapaloka,
yeah? Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, you want good Kapaloka. Uh-huh. You know, okay, let's see. Yeah, you won't believe it though.
I believe it.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah.
You think man, I know there's a lot of things people have told me, so many stories in these islands. And they clearly believe them, and I can't explain how they could happen. Man, I'm not a skeptic at all. I just say, I don't say I believe, I don't say I disbelieve, I just say I don't know. But I'm prepared to believe anything.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Even bullshit, eh?
Even wow. Not if I smell it. Even time.
Yeah.
No, anyway, let me go.
I'm not going to bullshit you.
No, no.
Man.
Go on.
Wow. I mean, what can you like know first, man? Filipino, Japanese,
no, you said there was
whatever.
A story. You said you're, is that your wife? Yeah?
Huh?
Is that your wife?
No.
Oh,
it's all my good friends. Like,
sorry.
You know.
She said there was a name of a story she mentioned by name that she asked you to tell. But I don't think you want to tell it. Huh? He doesn't want to tell it.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Now I gotta go through that shit. All right.
You don't want to? That's okay. Tell something else if you don't want to.
Yeah, I know. You better turn off your little mic because.
Uh-oh. Because what?
Yeah, I gotta think what I'm gonna say. Can we do it? This is where I live, you know.
Uh-huh.
Where I live. Uh-huh. Not on the beach.
Yeah.
Where the beach where I live, you know, there's a big bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how the trains used to go across before.
Uh-huh.
And the Hawaiians used to live across the river.
Yeah.
You know, go a stream running down like that. And the people live across the river.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Guys used to go there, used to get drunk. You know, the Hawaiians just drink the kind of kikapu like that. You know what kikapu is?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Just suck them up like that, and they just get drunk.
Uh-uh.
You know what I mean? And then we get too drunk, they, you know, not gonna make them home. You know? So they just sleep on the rails. Like.
Yeah.
You know, just put the head on the rail. Like. So that's the dangerous. Train coming down, like, they're coming downhill, like, you know.
Yeah.
They come pretty fast. So we got to, because they have to go up on the other hill, see? Yeah. Down fast on the, you know, going downhill. So they try to beat up, you know, make it to the next hill, right? Mm-hmm. Like that. Then I said, well, Hawaiian on the, you know, on the rail, like, sleeping like that. Too late, you know, on the mobile. You know, cut the head off, like, you know.
Wow.
You know, and later on, you see the guys, all the guys on the train, like that, you used to see all these guys used to walk on the tracks, like, with the head on, like, you know.
Yeah.
And without the head, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Used to walk on the tracks.
Uh-huh. We used to see them at night?
Yeah.
What time at night? Any special time at night?
Yeah. What do you call it? Well, you know, the Hawaiians call it Pokani.
Yeah.
Pokani night. See, the moon got to be real, you know, real skinny.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost like a banana moon. You hardly can see the moon, but you can see one. Skinny moon, eh?
Yeah.
So it's the only time when the Hawaiians call Pokani.
Mm.
So all the Hawaiians, they come out nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
All the kind of market kind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They come outside, they sing, they beat drums, they blow conchals, and all the kind. But you know, everywhere I live, you know, they all do that shit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All the Hawaiians, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And still carrying coffins like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coffins. They carry all the coffins, like dead people.
Yeah.
And everywhere I live, like, you know, the guys, they come with the, what do you call the Hawaiians, the patrol at night, what do you call the warriors?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the warriors. And then the king move during the time, say, where I live, they think go right to the shower house.
Really?
Yeah, we got a shower house running away on the trail, see?
Yeah.
It's a mistake we made, we put them on the trail.
Oh, I think so.
So they think right to the trail. Sometimes you feel them when they're coming through the trail, you know what I mean? Oh, you're taking a shower.
Yeah.
You can feel the people going through, but, you know, you just move on the side. You know, like, wow.
When you feel, what do you feel exactly?
You feel like, you know, somebody is pushing you on the side. Like
push?
That. Yeah.
No, you don't feel any kind of thing like you feel a sort of cold sensation?
No, no cold sensation.
Like just actual physical.
Yeah, because you just feel like, you know, somebody just pushed you on the side, like, you know, you're taking a shot.
So you stand back.
Yeah,
you just move on
the side like this, that you know. Mm. Like, we know.
Yeah.
You know, what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, it's going through the whole thing, see?
Yeah.
You know, it's the line, it's the time to move.
Yeah.
So by the time you know about that, you go find out, hey,
uh-huh.
What night is this?
Yeah.
Everybody go to the calendar, they look at them, they say, Pokani.
I said, wow.
I go, nah. I said, what's happening?
Yeah.
I said, they went to the trail. I see the shower.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Went to the shower.
How come you built your shower there?
By mistake. By mistake. No, we did it by mistake.
Isn't it bad luck or something?
No, it's not bad luck. The only thing is, you know, we think that, you know, something, you know, like a big thing, like, you know, the chiefs, like, you know, I never see them, you know, before, you know what I mean? Like, I can imagine how it was, you know.
Mm.
They send the warriors ahead,
mm-hmm.
clear the trail, so all the east can go through it, you know?
Sure.
So, when they clear the trail, then the royal come through, you know? Then the royal come through.
Yeah.
So since like I was in the way, so they pushed me on the side.
That's all.
Yeah. They pushed me on the side, let the league go, right? But you see, you don't know, but you get a funny feeling because when they push you, you can feel it. You can feel the weight because they push.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel the push, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But there's nobody there, but you know, you just want to go off balance, like.
You
push against the wall, you know? Coming through, we're running a line, we're right direct on the trail.
You feel scared when this happens? Or nothing?
Just well, right, kind of... for sure. If you look at me, Aiden one's brave guy because this dude is gonna make it. You know what I mean, brother?
Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna make it to the door. I mean, if the door's the lock, I broke the lock. You know what I mean? Yeah. I broke them. You know what I mean? Hey, get away, man. You know, I look and stand there, kind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't book a man kind of stuff. I look and stand, man. I look at you.
Yeah.
Look and handle like a stuff, man.
Yeah.
Anything that was dead and anything moving, man, I gonna move too. I'm more fast, you know what I mean? More speed.
Yeah.
You see me now and now you don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm the previous guy in the whole family, you know? I mean, they love me. You know what I mean?
That's
right. I'm a brave guy, honest.
Yeah.
Fuck, I see anything like that, I make it, man. I'm not kidding you, man. Yeah. Fuck a man and me don't get along. Yeah, because me are real, he not.
Oh shit. right on. How about kahunas?
Kahuna.
You think there's good kahunas and bad kahunas? You think there's two kinds of kahuna, huh?
I tell you the best kahuna. See, everybody used to hear about all these kahunas like that, you know. Everybody, get kahuna, they go zing, you know, paralyzed. You get all kind of jam up, you know. Crooked hand, crooked mouth, or you paralyzed and all that, you hear all about that, But this Hawaiian, we know this kind of stuff like that. The Holy Spirit comes, see? The Holy Spirit educate the Hawaiians. They go, right on.
Yeah.
Right on. They been educate the Hawaiians. So good. So unreal. So every time that guy said talk about kahuna, kahuna, you gonna kahuna me? Wait,
come
on. I will get my gun, I shoot him. Boom!
Yeah.
Holy kahuna, more strong, yeah?
Could be right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Holy kahuna, more strong.
Yeah.
See, because you mouth off, you can mouth because the people can, that's all they know about. Yeah. You say get something more powerful, and so Holy's been coming on gun, they been shoot all the kahunas.
Yeah.
Boom.
For sure.
Fall down. But they been fall down. So the Hawaiians, they go look like this, they go, gee, Akamai know this Hawaiians.
Yeah.
Now that's why the Hawaiians will turn around and say, okay, now we're going to do this now. So you get Honolulu, look at Honolulu. Jam up already, yeah?
Sure.
Jam up Honolulu, man.
Yeah, I know.
They're shooting everybody, man.
Think that's going to come here as the population spreads
over? For sure,
over.
Brother. Yeah.
How you feel about that?
What do I feel about that?
Yeah.
Hey, what can I say?
I don't know. What can you do is more than point.
What can you say? You was in
I can't
a world.
Say anything.
You come from one world, yeah? You come from the biggest island.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from England.
England. Say look at that. You come from a big island.
Yeah.
Yeah. The biggest island you come from. And then you hit one small little island like this.
Yeah.
Yeah? That's all.
What can you do?
You go like this, huh? The state of Hawaii. Eight of them.
Yeah.
Small little thing like that.
Yeah.
Against one thing like that. Yeah, hear me, man. That's the island. Hear me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm this one spot.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
I see what you mean. But I don't know what you can do about it.
You cannot do anything, man.
I guess not.
Nothing. We just one spot. But it's a beautiful spot. And
truly.
They're destroying it.
Truly. I know they are. And that's a bitch.
Yeah. Look at that in front of you, man.
Yeah.
You see that?
I know. This, I think, is the most beautiful of all the islands. Yeah.
That's true.
For sure.
People gotta see that, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Even our local, even our own kind of local people.
Yeah.
This is the hassle we have with, you know, with the local Hollies and,
You
know, in Japanese, because, you know why? Because people don't get themselves involved with nature, you know, we gotta see
them. They don't appreciate that, huh?
Sure. Yeah. Because they get uptight on the outside, jobs and everything, they fight each other and they gonna run around, they gonna buy a drink, they fight for what, you know what I mean? Come on, say, look at this. You know, sit down with that over there.
Yeah.
That's real. When you sit down with that, just stay by yourself sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you stay by yourself.
Yeah.
Stay by yourself, you look at that, you go, wow. You come outside, you mellow.
That's true.
You come home, mellow. So people over here, no can, bro.
Uh-huh.
That's how they all fucked up now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They fucked up, the people here. This is paradise. Yeah. People, Honolulu is paradise. The only thing is get away from it, outside, man.
Yeah.
Get inside of the whole thing. See them?
Yeah.
It's like this.
Yeah. You often go up and right in the mountains on your own?
Brother, that's my home.
Right in there. You hunt up there?
I hunt, I hike, I do everything.
You do?
Yeah.
How's it up there? Pig? goat? You hunt goat up there, too? Dave was telling me the other day about goat hunting. It's a dangerous thing, huh?
I tell you, I'll be honest with you. I'm not a hunter, really.
Not really. You don't like to kill things.
I'm a freak.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I love nature.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. Mm-hmm. And anything I see, birds.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to kill it?
No.
Oh, that's fair enough.
You know, just look at them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You look at that, they're beautiful. The only thing is, I just don't like to see people destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if you take them, take them.
Mm-hmm.
But don't hit them and don't take them. You know what I mean?
I know.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Really? Don't leave it alone. Mm-hmm. Take the whole thing. You know what I mean? It's like a bird. When you see one bird, I've been in the hills up there, man. I see okay birds, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's so wonderful. And beautiful they are, man.
Yeah.
So that, you know, I never see birds down here. You know,
no.
It's up there, man.
Uh-huh.
So I see. I've been through the seals, man. All in the seals. I've been through this.
Yeah.
I seen Kauai enough.
Yeah.
This is my home now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's my home. That's why I say. Everybody say, "Where's your home?"
Uh-huh.
Right there. Because it's there.
You ever been right to the top, Mount Wailea?
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah. Wettest spot on earth.
Yeah.
Was raining when you were up there?
Mm-hmm.
And it always rains up there.
I went up there the first time. I went up there. It was nice, beautiful day, perfect day.
Oh, yeah?
Perfect, perfect day.
Uh-huh.
Next day was
boom.
Drizzle,
mm-hmm.
then rain,
mm-hmm.
you know, heavy, and all
mm-hmm.
that. But it was wonderful. So
mm-hmm.
perfect. So
mm-hmm.
perfect. I understand why it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why it's so wet. Because that place
mm-hmm.
never stopped raining.
Mm-hmm.
That place rained.
Yeah. But you live on the beach. I guess you're, I bet you're a fisherman.
I am.
Yeah.
Very much.
Yes.
I love fishing.
Uh-huh.
I love fishing.
How you fish? From the shore or boat or what?
Yeah. From the shore and from the boat. You know.
Oh, both. Uh-huh.
Small boats, you know.
Yeah. Small boat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What do you get out there? Do you get any shark out there?
Sharks?
Uh-uh.
Oh, sharks, yeah, we get.
Ever give any trouble?
I don't blame them.
Oh, I don't blame No, I said, did they ever give you any trouble?
Yeah.
They do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. You ever been in difficulties with when you're swimming with a shark? You know, you hear stories about people getting attacked by sharks.
Yeah.
Has this ever happened to anyone around here?
The same thing like up here, like, you know.
Uh-huh.
Fish eat fish.
Sure.
Human kill human.
Oh, yeah.
The same thing.
Yeah.
Like in the water.
Uh-huh.
So if we get, like, we go in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Ocean, I can talk to you about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ocean is it's the most beautiful world, man.
Yeah.
You get under there, you know what I mean? It's a beautiful world.
You go under, you got a scuba
thing.
You dive. Uh-huh. Yeah. Lovely.
And we see the whole thing on the bottom. We can understand why.
Mm.
You know, we can understand why. It's like people up here.
Mm-hmm.
You know. They preserve place like for fishes, like how they preserve, like, you know, the people like, we're going to make one hotel over here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's the same thing like... the fish is like, you know, they say, we're going to preserve this place and we're going to build this in the water.
Yeah.
You know. And in the water, the fish is...
Yeah.
It's higher than me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When I call tuna, a yellowfin,
uh-huh.
higher than me.
Yeah.
Weigh about 300 pounds.
Yeah.
I think it's about that big around.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever catch one?
Yeah. I catch them.
It's trouble to catch.
I caught them.
Mm-hmm.
I caught them, all right? Hanging them out.
Man, there's a lot of weight to put in, huh?
And for me to hear like that, you know.
Yeah.
For me to that mm-hmm. car, you know, pull them right up.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, very, very like, gaff like this.
Mm-hmm.
The shark come over.
Got it. Left your half, huh?
I get on the head.
You got the head, you got the tail?
Just the head, man.
So oh, he got the body too.
He took the whole thing.
All but the head.
300 Shit. Pounds, man.
That's a lot of fish to lose.
Put him on a board and I look at him and I say,
Yeah.
Yeah, no can handle this guy, man. Wow. And a hammerhead.
Yeah.
Him, you know. Tiger sharks. When we meet tiger sharks, he hit on the surface.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Because Mahi-Mahi's like that. Mahi-mahi is like pulling them in. Mahi-mahi is a frisky shit.
Yeah.
Fish,
on the
know.
Surface, yeah.
Yeah, she stay on the surface and she fly, man. She fly and you gotta bring them in. You gotta know how to do it, you know, just bring them in. You bring them right up to the boat. And maybe the mahi-mahi, maybe I will say, it'll be about 90 pounds, like for me. Oh shit, it's, you know, pretty long fish, you know, it's not a narrow fish.
Yeah.
Well, it's long, but it's wide. Mm. About that,
I know, I know, thing, yeah.
The shark take them off like that, you know, like the tiger shark. Take them halfway, and gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, stand about 6 feet. I mean, I only about 5'10", you know what I mean? Mm. 6 feet, and you see, they're about to wipe you out. But, you know, I got a small head, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Take this part off, man. That's me, only head, you know what I mean? Mm. No body. Shark just grabbed the whole thing.
Shit.
Yeah. It's big, man. Let me tell you out there, man.
Tiger shark comes out big.
Tiger shark, the biggest tiger shark, I would say, come up to about 18.
So big.
18 feet.
That's nasty, yeah. No wonder he can eat a big tuna.
Sure.
Shit.
You can eat one big tuna. Yeah. It's like nothing. It's like toothpick, man.
Mm.
Toothpick.
Yeah. But you're going under the water too, huh? Did you ever have any kind of scary times when you were under the water? Like, you know, you ever get a feeling you're out at sea and you thought you weren't going to make it back to shore?
We'll make it back to shore?
That's happened to me once or twice. I've been out swimming. I swim too far.
As far as making it back to shore, I may come back home.
Oh, you know, I made it too. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. But sometimes think you're going to make it, huh?
Yeah.
You had a really close call?
Yeah.
Really? Uh-huh. Tell me about it.
Very close calls like that, you know, like currents.
Oh, yeah.
Moving
yeah.
like like 50 to 60 miles an hour.
So fast?
Fast.
How you swim against
you
that?
Drop in here like now, you drop in the water right now, then you end up at a post in about a minute. You know, like you pass that pole.
Yeah.
You're gone.
But they say if you don't struggle against it, it always brings you back to shore. You believe that?
Depends which way the currents are going.
Yeah. But like if you get caught in the rip, they reckon the rip always brings you around. You don't believe that?
Depends.
Uh-huh.
Depends where it's going.
You wouldn't trust your life to it. Like, for instance, if you...
For sure.
You would?
For sure.
You'd take a chance. Let it take you. You wouldn't fight it, huh?
I won't fight it because I know what it is, you know. I like to know where it's going. You know?
Yeah.
So that the next time I come back to the beach, I know where it goes, you know.
Yeah.
You know, next time.
Yeah.
And it's pretty heavy, man.
I guess.
Pretty heavy. The riptides is not too bad.
Uh-huh.
And the undertows and all that, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, my first current I can tell you about is the first, the fastest current I've seen there was about 60 miles.
Where is this?
60 miles. I would say not really, really.
Oh, yeah.
We dive there with tanks like that. 60 miles, we jump in the water, it goes like that.
Yeah.
Zing!
And this is below, you're below the surface, huh?
Below and above surface.
Oh, both. The current is running the whole way. It's not one of those currents like that, but running at a certain
that's,
depth.
That's heavy. Yeah, it's really, because the sand, you can talk about the boats too, when you get on the boat.
Uh-huh.
The boat fights, man. You can feel it, you know.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know, because it rushes.
Yeah.
You know, the power of the boat.
Yeah.
It rushes when you're going. Ooh, you got it so loud.
Mm.
You going, but if you got a nice day, if everything is still, you can see the boat just slide right across the water. You know, it slides. But you know, current pushing, you can feel the pressure pushing against the boat.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, pushing against the boat, and you can hear the power of the boat pushing hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pushing real hard.
But that current doesn't come back. That pulls you straight out?
It depends where it goes.
I mean, not really, really one.
Not really, really one. It goes direct. It's like, I would say, it goes direct straight to the west side.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, south, direct southwest.
Mm. Yeah.
Straight, you know, in between.
Straight away from the shore.
Yeah, it's pretty fast.
That's funny, that. What's the reason for that? Do you know what's the cause of that? Because I ain't heard of that kind of thing. When it goes out and doesn't come back.
Well, the only thing I know is that's nature, man. You know, I cannot talk about it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we just flow with nature.
Yeah.
That's all it is, you know. And the only thing is, it's up to you.
Yeah.
You know.
I guess.
To flow with nature, because if you don't, then you're in trouble.
Yeah, true.
You're in trouble.
Wow. I guess. What do you think about the, suppose you could turn the clock back, say, 30, 40 years, would you do it?
If I turn the clock back to 30, 40 years, man, I wasn't even there.
You know what I mean? I mean, to the life of the kind of life, supposing you could be, you would still be here. You wouldn't wipe yourself out, right? You'd still be here, but the world would be like it was, say, 30, 40 years ago.
30, 40 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I can remember that. 34 years ago. It's righteous. So beautiful. Not now.
You think things changing for the worse?
Yeah, it's changed a lot, let me tell you. Because I know what to call, you know, like all the islands. I travel on the islands because I wanted to see the islands, you know. It's changed a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Especially Honolulu, because I used to live in Honolulu. You know.
When it was, how long ago was that?
Honolulu, I would say about 10, 11, 12, 12 years.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, I would say maybe 14 years. Been in Honolulu.
No more freeway then, huh? No more freeway in Honolulu.
Yeah. Waikiki was Waikiki.
Yeah. You know a beach.
Yeah.
No hotel.
It was beautiful.
Shit.
You know, it's a beautiful beach.
Yeah.
There's no lie
I know.
About that.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. And, there wasn't that much hotels today. Mm. Mm-hmm. You know, you go to Honolulu, it's it, man.
Mm-hmm.
As, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's all you see is buildings, jungle, you know, cement.
Yeah.
It's all over.
Yeah.
So I come home here. This is my home now.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate what I see now.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on now with the hotels and all that? It's minor.
Yeah.
It's small, you know what I mean? But it's,
when
going,
you say,
it's going to develop.
Yeah, I know it is. But when you say you didn't appreciate it before, you mean when you were here first, you thought about the big outside world, you wanted to go away and see it. Now you've seen it, you feel you want to come back. Is that fair, somebody?
Yeah, what I'm talking about when I say when I go away from, you know, see the outside world, because why I wanted to see it, you know.
Well, you're
why
curious.
People are here, you know what I mean? Like for her, like you, and everybody else, you know?
Yeah.
Me, I'm in Hawaii. I'm here, you know. I'm here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm here in Hawaii. So I go out there, I go see what's happening.
Yeah.
So when I see what's going on out on the outside world,
mm-hmm.
I said, oh wow, and one day I can see why all the people are coming here, see? They're getting away from all that bullshit.
Yeah,
that's far out, you know what I mean? I got no doubts about them.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
But only thing is, when they come over here, they don't know how to act when they come to Hawaii, see? Hawaiians are Hawaiians, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And then the Hawaiians that'll tell them, like, hey, no do this, no do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you go tell one Holly, like, you know, like he come from one city. He don't do this, don't do that. That guy, become, you know, he come from a rough country.
Yeah.
Like he been pushed by a lot of people, you know. Like everybody was stomping on his head, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he come over here and the Hawaiians gonna say, hey, bro, they don't do this, don't do that, you know.
Yeah.
See, he don't understand. See?
Yeah.
That's why he get his ass kicked, you know. So, you know, everybody say, hey, the Hawaiians, they hate the Hollies. No, it's not that they hate the Hollies.
Yeah.
The Hollies come here because they try to change the Hawaiians.
You see?
And they start changing the Hawaiians. You know, can, bro. You know what I mean? The Hawaiians got to be the Hawaiians.
Yeah.
So the Hawaiians, they start kicking all these Hollies in the ass. Like, you know. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, they kick their ass, man. They
fool
around.
I know.
You know what I mean?
But that's the ass for it, if they're going to try and impose their thing on people. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But you see, as all it is, you know, you know, we like everybody know, like, you know, we're not up to having all the holidays. You know,
yeah,
let the holidays know, you gonna come Hawaii, you gotta understand Hawaii. You gonna read story about Hawaii, go exactly what the story tell you. If they exaggerate a little bit, find out about them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
find out.
Yeah.
This flow of the people over here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To make friends over here,
you
know, anybody come here from outside from the islands, you know, they come over here. The most important thing is know the people.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't know the people, you don't know nothing.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't know nothing.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
So you have to meet the local guys here,
you
know, so that they can tell you about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to say, maybe, hey, I'm going to open a land over there. I'm going to say, like a special over there. I'm going over there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you look at like a special. Ooh, what nice. I like to walk in. I like grazing the place. So you go over there, you go grazing that place there, and people don't like that.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not your place.
Yeah.
It's true. That's fair. Oh, that's fair.
How's about a cup of coffee?
Ah. Oh, no, not for me. No, you think it's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you sure? Thanks.
Thank you. Oh, drink coffee, brother.
Sure.
Right. So?
Right. You in the forces, you say?
Hmm?
You in the army ever?
I was in the Navy.
Navy? Uh-huh. Where'd they send you?
Oh. Enough places that I don't like.
Yeah. You didn't like the Navy?
No. I don't like the Navy.
How'd they treat you?
As far as Uncle Sam is concerned, as far as clothing me and feeding me, it was right on.
You were okay from that point of view.
But other things, no, he wasn't. You know,
that. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
It's like everybody else, you know, went through the whole trip.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Feed you 3 meals a day.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
They clothe you, make sure you're okay, you're warm, you know, and all that stuff,
know.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they was good about that.
Mm.
Other than that, doodles.
Mm.
For real, man. They're doodles.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I like that Japanese chick. What was that Japanese chick you was with?
Mm. Oh, that's her. That's Carol Odo. She lives just down here. Her parents, they got the farm right next to here. You hadn't seen her before?
No, no.
She doesn't come over often. She lives on the mainland, but she's over here.
Oh, she's staying on the mainland?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And she doesn't know Hawaiians then. No wonder she doesn't know how to act. Yeah, she's a local girl, we know, man. You know, she does know how to flow with the Hawaiians, but she never know how to flow, you know. I know.
Yeah.
Wow. She nice. So what's your trip?
Wow, does that make me... I want to ask you, by the way, does that make me a Howley if I'm from England? Do I have to be from the mainland? I'm still a Howley.
No, it doesn't matter.
Well, where do I start being a Howley? Where's the Howley line drawn? Where do you start being a Howley and start being something else?
I tell you, one guy called you brother.
Oh, that stops it.
Yeah. Because your Howley is on Howley. You know, every time you see one Howley, it's on Howley.
Sure.
So when the guy called you, hey, bro.
Yeah.
That you're in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? But if you're going to be on Howley, you're going to be on Howley.
So it's, you think being a Howley is not something here, but something in here?
No.
Would you go so far as to... No, you wouldn't say that either. Sorry, I'm trying to put words into your mouth.
No, it's not what you see that it is, you know what I mean?
Mm.
You know, a Howley is a Howley, man. Mm. You know what I'm talking about? Because the Hawaiians over here, the local people here, we vibe with the people.
Yeah.
You know, we flow.
Yeah.
You know, we're easygoing people. We let them flow. We flow so much.
Yeah.
But the Hollies can take so much and they eat them. They think, oh, wow, too much.
Yeah.
And then they get into it. And they get into it and they don't know how to act. You know, they just try to act like us guys.
Yeah, but they don't know.
No can, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we're the originals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we go over there, we're going to tell them, hey, bro. Mm.
Mm.
We gonna do this today, we're gonna color our pig. Let go color our pig.
Mm.
Color our pig?
Mm.
Yeah. What the hell is we tell us guys, you know, like an earth oven.
Mm. Emo.
Bury it.
Yeah.
We're gonna bury the pig.
Yeah.
You know, we're gonna cook them on the ground like that. They don't know.
You see?
They don't know that kind. Instead of telling them, well, be yourself.
Mm.
You look at me on Hawaii.
Yeah, sure.
Only one Howley can be on Hawaii. I don't want no Howley, man. It's a good brother of mine, man.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta meet him.
Yeah.
You gotta meet this dude.
Oh, yeah?
That's right. He's gonna tell you about Hawaiians.
Really?
He's not gonna lie to you, man. He's been there.
Yeah.
And that's one brother.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He can color a pig. He can do everything. He can cook himself.
Oh, yeah?
Sure. We only the Hawaiians. We just stand there. We're gonna ask us. Well, he says, speak pig, but I don't know how long it will take. Yeah. Every tower. You got some umbrella, see?
Yeah.
Hey, brother, it's gonna take about 5 hours, maybe it's gonna take 8 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
You go exact to our time, see?
Mm.
You go exact.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you learn, see? We teach him.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
He not one Hawaii, Ron.
Yeah. Oh, no?
A good brother, then. He can handle, so he know, everybody. He listen to people, he watch everybody, he know, you know?
Yeah.
You know? He says, don't fool yourself. You want to be in them, go all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you ever see that guy work? He run.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to take the time, you know, easygoing people, he run. Mm-hmm. I want him to go, hold it, run.
Yeah.
All right. Take your time. Take your time. Take the whole time in the world.
Yeah.
Take your time.
Yeah. But it's true, there's not many people who can get that idea.
That's right. It's an easygoing life, man. You know my life, really. It's
so,
a good life.
Yeah.
If people know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the Hawaiians, you see, so they're not going to get with the holy chicks. Like, you know, the Hawaiians really dig the holy chicks.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But the only thing the holy chicks not going to get with the Hawaiians because the Hawaiians are real.
Mm-hmm.
You see. The chicks looking for security. Mm-hmm. I don't blame them in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But this is how the Hawaiians are. They're flawed. Mm-hmm. They're flawed. These people, they're on the floor. They're uptight. You know?
Chicks, too.
No, I'm not pointing at you.
He wasn't saying
the
chicks. It's only the guys that are uptight. It's only the guys that are uptight. The chicks are not uptight.
No, they're bullshit, man. They're uptight. They're really
both
uptight.
Both of them.
Yeah, they're uptight. The Hawaiians just flawed. See, they cannot understand what's happening.
Yeah.
This, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why should we spell on an island like this? maybe I remember how this chicken says, I want to put one house on a hill over there. Cut the mountain flat, and you put one house. Huh? You're not going to like see that,
no,
eh?
No.
You go tell them, no. That look nice over there. No. You go find someplace else.
Yeah.
Then she get mad. No, I went there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, looking like that. That's all, you know, I've been there.
Yeah.
Oh, these holy chicks are all right, but they, oh, when they get, they want something, they want them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the holy dudes too, man.
Mm-hmm.
They want something, they want them. And they go all the way out, you know, so they get all into all kinds of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they get themselves into a mess, it's so bad, it's unreal.
Yeah.
Nah, man, that's sick. Yeah, I don't believe in that, man.
Yeah.
Okay. How's that?
That's fine. That's great. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Okay, brother.
Okay, man.